Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice said 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time. The holiday cheer is here all week long. We have passes for Winterfest at California's Great America. They have thrill rides there.
Yeah, they do.
You can experience the Bay Area's newest and most immersive holiday tradition. Select nights now through December 31st, and we'll give a four-pack to California's Great America, to call number 97.
I'd just like to say, in my defense, that was 20 years. I'm much braver now than I was when this was recorded.
So you'd go on that ride now?
Well, I went on that ride then.
Oh, would you go on it now? There's even scarier ones now.
Oh.
Well, anyway. So you're one of those.
I would just like to say I'm much braver now than I was then. That's all.
I think that's actually at California's Great America.
I believe it is.
Yeah, that was, I was sent there to go on the ride for the, I was supposed to be the first person on the ride.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they tested it before they sent me on it, but I was the guy, that was the first ride. Mm. Can you hear it? Oh my God. I'm so scared.
Call number 97 right now. 800-400-3697 gets a four-pack of tickets to California's Great America, where you can experience a winter fest. We're doing this all day. Your next chance is coming up at 11. Also a chance at 1, 3, and 5. Call now.
You can also text that number. That's right. You just put that in and text like you're texting.
Yeah.
You know how to text. Don't make me tell you how to text.
I'm familiar.
Oh. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. I'm done researching.
Oh, I see.
I'm putting that away now. Let's see here. Hey, Vinny, are you going to watch Momentum Generation, a documentary on surfing on HBO? Yes, I am. Rob Machado, who's one of the guys in the movie, is a guy who used to come on my radio show all the time in San Diego. And, bless you, our bands played together at the Belly Up all the time. So I know him or
What's
knew
his band's
him.
Name?
He was in Sack Lunch, and he was in The Great Outdoorsman.
Oh. And you were in Buster Hyman or something?
Well, it was a name
and
that...
And Totem. Scrotum Pole.
Right, and they're names that probably shouldn't be repeated on the air. But yeah, my band played the Belly Up, which is one of the best venues in San Diego.
Oh,
and we played
downtown,
it a bunch of times. No, it's in Solana Beach. But I bet you...
Well, I'm not surprised. You put on quite a show.
I bet you Michael Franti's played there and knows it well. Mm. Because it's one of the cooler venues in the state, if not the country. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to watch that.
Bruh, I'm going to watch it too.
You should watch it.
I can't even wait.
Rob's a very nice boy.
I should take a day off from hitting the breakers.
A very talented and nice boy. You'd like him a lot.
Yeah, I'm like totally friends with him.
No, not that guy.
Yeah.
No, I was. I haven't seen him since I left San Diego. When did I leave San Diego?
1,000 years ago.
When you lured me away.
Felt like the end of the dinosaur, the Cretaceous period.
It has been a long time. 415 says, I love dogs until my dog passed away 6 months ago. Aww. I can't even look at dogs anymore. Aww. And I'm crying as I text this.
Aww. It'll get better.
It doesn't get better. Don't lie to her
or
him. It doesn't.
It still hurts, I know, but it will get better.
That's the thing about dogs. I can't go through that again. I'm never doing that again.
I'll do it every
time. Just love them so much, you know?
I know. I'll have another dog and another dog.
You're a dog person.
I love dogs.
You're a dog person,
I'm with
too.
You. Well, yeah, but then I had to be there and put her down. That wasn't okay. Yeah. It wasn't. Next time, if I do it again, next time she will crawl. I don't. There's no. I'm not
that.
Helping you. You have to figure out your own
no,
way to
No, you're not going
to
do that.
I'm
That's
doing
much
that.
You're no. not a cruel person. You did the right thing, Vinny.
As much as
it hurt.
It was awful.
And you did it because you love her.
Yeah, well, never mind. I don't want to talk about this. And don't text about dogs ever again. 650 says, two things. I've been with a foot long and it was glorious. They exist.
Right. Oh.
And two, Justice League was great. Hooman is so wrong.
Hmm. Did you like Justice League?
I didn't watch it.
Oh. I haven't seen it yet.
I'll go see the Dothraki one. What is that one? Oh yeah,
Aquaman.
Waterworld.
It better be better than that.
I liked Waterworld.
My 14-year-old, this is said she didn't ask to be born. I said, either was I or anyone else. Are we all owed then? In that case, where does it end? Grandma and Grandpa didn't ask to be born either. I could see it all click, and she never said it again.
Yeah, don't say it
again. Yeah, it's just a pile of crap.
Didn't
what is
ask
that?
To be born.
And you know what? I can see there are certainly dark moments, and life is not easy,
no.
But there's also beauty all around you.
Just open up your eyes
How
and
are you
see
not
it.
Seeing that?
Right.
Awesome to be alive. Everything, listening to music really loud while driving down the road at the speed
limit.
Or
even listen to it softly. It's
no,
also,
really
it's
loud.
Very nice.
Like it's music fine. Is just one of the many things where you go, how could I not, like, this is life right here.
Yeah.
This is living.
Find ways to live.
Being out with my buddy in the surf as the sun's rising.
Bro, I totally agree. I just love it when we're together.
Doing this show with you right now.
I know. Oh, my God. Whoopah.
What could be better than this?
I can't think of one thing.
You're ruining a moment.
I love you.
I'm trying to have a moment with you.
I love you.
You're oh, man.
You're the best.
I'm going to hang up on you. How do I hang up this thing?
It can't be done. We can never be disconnected.
Oh, man.
Bro, later, when we're on the beach... Let's hug. Also, I'll zip up your suit for you. I love you that much.
We do not zip up each other's suits.
And also,
no.
I'll put your booties on for you. I got you. I got you, bro.
Have no
bro,
idea.
I got you. I got. I'm gonna attach your leash for you, and I'm gonna sex wax your board.
You're not doing any of those things.
I am doing all of them. I need to show you how much. I'll hide your keys for you.
Ask her to stop, please.
No, I was thinking of dirtier things, but go ahead. You keep going.
I'm trying to make it sound dirty without it actually being dirty. I'm going to get you in the barrel. I'm going to goose you, and you're going to go up through the top and be all like, blah, 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 blah. I love you. I'm going to put you on my shoulders. I'm going to be on my board. I'm going to put you up on my shoulders. I'm going to hold you up on high like you're the trophy
you're so
that
stupid.
I always wanted to win in surfing.
Please stop. .707 says, on the spoiled kids subject, as much as I don't want to give Cosby any credit, my favorite saying from that show I still use on my grown kids is, I brought you into this world and I could take you out.
Yep.
LOL.
Listen, hate the artist, not the art. That show was great.
The early Cosby stand-ups were good.
Yeah, look, he's a horrible, despicable human being, it turns out.
Well, we didn't
out.
Know he was
but
doing that
know.
When we listened to his records.
And his records are great. It's still great. And his show is still great. And it's really a travesty how he took a dump on his own legacy.
Mm-hmm. 510 says, Vinny, I've never heard Yuzi's car damage story. I also heard she was a dancer when she was younger. Was it ballet or tap dancing?
Kind of
let's explore
it,
that story a little bit.
Yeah, let's look into that.
There's no comment on that.
Kind of dance. So you did do some dancing. You just don't want to talk about it?
Why don't you go back to the original story of the car?
You know what you'd like?
No, we already know that story.
There's this cartoon I watch called, if you like ballet, I don't know which dancing you did, but Leap is about ballet and this little girl who makes her way to Paris to chase her dream of being in the ballet.
That's not that Angelina Ballerina one?
No,
that's
this
horror.
Is different.
That's
Leap is really good.
Oh.
Yeah.
You'd like it. I mean, if it was ballet, in fact, that you did.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
You know how graceful I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I also know that you have moves. Mm-hmm. You might not be graceful, but you have moves.
That is true.
We're all a little uncomfortable at times. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
House. She might be my tail, just letting it all hang out. She's a brick.
Ow. Did you just purr that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I did it for you guys.
Thank you.
Mostly for you.
I loved it.
Jack Ryan is excellent. Reading a new sci-fi book, Sarah, called Cyberstorm. It's so far, it's really good.
Cyberstorm. Let me write
Cyberstorm.
Let me get that going over here. Cyberstorm.
Vinny, a true fan is loyal to his team, not the location. Millions of Brooklyn Dodgers remained Dodgers fans. Same with New York Giants, now SF Giants. Mom, a Bensonhurst fan from her teens. That's, look, I understand that way of thinking. Mm-hmm. I don't go with that at all. In my opinion, if your team leaves you, you do not follow them.
Yeah.
This is where you live. You follow the team where you
live.
Yeah.
But what if a couple of your favorite players are on that team?
I understand. Look, I get it. There used to be this thing where we were loyal, except that in the business world, these teams are now worth billions of dollars, and they just go, nah, we're going to move over to name the city. Phoenix. Cardinals? What? You know.
Yeah. I know
Indianapolis Colts. What? They're from Baltimore. You know? That's the way that stuff goes.
The Ravens
it's
now.
Brutal.
That sucks. They like devastate a town.
So
I say
it's
they
cool
have no
if you
loyalty
wanna,
to
if
you.
You
follow, why should you have loyalty to
right,
them?
And if you want to follow the Raiders to Vegas, I'm not saying you shouldn't. Right. I'm just saying I'm surprised as the Raiders in particular have bounced, especially for the people up here who are like, we hate L.A. You followed the Raiders to L.A. and then back here, and now you're going to follow them? Okay. I don't know what to say about that.
So are they going to play here for one more season?
From what I'm seeing, no. They're leaving after this season.
This season's
it's
the last
not even
season.
That's be, well, their place isn't going to be ready.
I know. They'll have to play somewhere else.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Well, the Chargers are playing in a soccer stadium down in L.A. So they're, you know. And the Chargers are having one of their best seasons of all times.
Mm.
Like, they're this Thursday night's game is the Chiefs versus the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. They have the best season of all time.
It's like one of the best games of the year. They're both, I think.
Their video was the best of all time.
10-2 or 11-3 or whatever their records are. That's like, that's like a playoff game. Vinny, your daughter learned a lesson that daddy is a sucker.
Yep.
Yeah, she did.
They do learn things about us.
Well, you know, not only do I not want her to be cold, so there I am trapped with that, but I'm also out on the street wearing my nice puffy jacket. My daughter's in her short sleeves going, I'm freezing, Daddy. Like, all right. My kid's
cold.
Turning blue. Like, at what point am I going to get
like
the finger
ice cream cold.
Point?
Right.
What are you doing, Dad, in that parka?
I'm teaching her a lesson.
Over here. Yeah, we're not
she
allowed
refused
to do
to put
that
on
anymore.
A coat.
Come on.
Break the rules, Vinny.
Go, go,
408
go.
Says, oh, Vinny, I'm disappointed you used the term anchor baby. I understand you meant no harm, but I hate that phrase. I'm a citizen. Husband is a permanent resident. If anyone used that term toward my kids, I'd punch him in the face. I thought anchor baby was about someone who came across the border to have a kid
specifically to have
here.
Their baby.
And then that's the idea is now that kid's a citizen of the United States. And I used it about having a kid in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Now your child.
Yeah, we didn't mean anything by it.
Is of Disney.
Right. He's a Disneyan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just trying to be funny.
Right.
We didn't mean to offend you. Yeah. We really aren't trying to offend anyone. And we really are not.
Well, I mean, I would like
we
to
can't
think
help
that
it.
People can sort
no,
of.
No, they can't.
Relax and get it, but okay.
Yeah. People do hate that term.
Oh, they do? But it is a term, right? If
yeah.
you
it's
have a
term,
baby in Disneyland, then your child
not,
is of
it's not a nice term. It's
Disney.
Not what you would call,
oh.
you know, that would be like saying, it just diminishes and belittles everyone involved.
Ah, all right. Huh. Vinny, you sound like Bridezilla who wanted all her guests to wear crazy colors. Not cute or... I'm just
what
saying...
Is he, what are you talking about?
Look, if you watch these design shows...
All the colors we were talking about, and Vinny was giving us those
horrible
colors.
12 hours a day.
And gray is
and
the color?
And gray is what you default to.
Well,
then
that means
you
that's
haven't,
the ones you liked.
No, it means you haven't learned a thing.
Will you stop it? That is not true. You see these beautiful, elegant rooms, and you're like, look at that. It's just a light. It's a beautiful. It's like a dove gray.
Is
the
there?
Walls.
Let me ask
and then the
you a
pops
question.
Of color.
I want you to name a less creative color than gray. Go.
What's uncreative about it?
It's the middle.
How it's
about
a color.
Just white.
Yeah, white's less creative.
I don't think
but
so.
But actually, I like a white room.
A good,
it has some
clean,
dark
white?
Accents. And,
oh, it's excellent.
Yeah, gray's lovely.
Oh, boy. All right, fine.
Gray can be very, very pretty. You know what? Whatever works for the person who owns the house is the thing that works.
First time my wife and I did it was to Keith Sweat. Yeah, still together gross. After 25 years. Oh, 408 goes, oh, please. Everybody knows John was the best Beatle. He's not touring now, though.
Yeah.
We're not promoting the John tour. Yeah. We're promoting the Paul tour.
Yeah. And frankly, as much as I did love John and many of his songs, Paul is the best Beatle. Paul's awesome.
You know
I
what?
Love many, many more of his songs than John Lennon's songs.
Let me tell you a secret.
All right.
If Ringo tours later this year, he's going to be the best Beatle. Because that's how you promote. You just say the best
no,
one.
No, I'd be like the fourth best Beatle.
What?
Ringo.
You know you wouldn't.
The one who didn't even deserve to be in that band.
Please. Hey, you want to be in a meeting in the corner office?
I don't think we're going to promote the Ringo tour. I'm just guessing. But if we do, I'll suck it up and say he's the best.
Thank you. I saw Love Actually last night with the SF Symphony, and it was magically awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Thought
oh,
about you, Sarah. OFOC, Rachel from San Rafael.
I had half my friends posting from that, and then the other half of my friends were posting from Childish Gambino.
Mm. Wow.
Vinny, you already look like Charlie Brown. Be careful about the good griefs. Love you guys forever.
I like when you say good grief.
I know.
No one says it, you know? He's always saying good grief.
I have been able to work fudge in now as I have tried to replace...
Fudge is great.
...my many curse words.
Fudge.
I have, in the car, forgotten...
Yep.
Not forgotten that my kid's in the car with me, like left her in there, but I mean I'm driving, and that is where I will, I will mother bleeper just out of instinct and then realize the audience I have behind me and just go, oh, God.
But have you said that in front of her?
That's what I'm saying.
Saying
she's
got the
in
audience.
The car,
oh, so you,
and I have
you
said,
didn't catch yourself.
No.
Didn't she ask
I'm
you?
I'm learning. I'm getting
my
better.
Going, what's an idiot bitch? What did she do? I'm like, nothing.
Hooman, when you dispute statistical facts just because you don't like what they say, you sound like people who denounce climate change.
Hooman.
Shame.
How could you? Shame.
Is that a goat?
Oh, it does sound goaty.
It's a goat?
It's supposed to be a cow, I think.
It's a cow? That's
Bryn,
a cow?
What's it labeled?
Isn't a cow like a
No,
moo?
That was Sarah. It's a Sarah sound.
It's a little cow.
That sounds like a goat to me.
707 says, the loud drunk lady with curly hair is on So You Think You Can Dance. Yeah,
right,
I had it mixed up.
Her name is Mary Murphy.
I was mixed up.
She's not the dance mom lady, is she?
No.
Oh, no, that's Abby Lee Miller.
Oh, thank you. Of course you know.
To all those haters complaining about not hearing their number when calling in for the contests, if he hangs up on you, you did not win.
Mm. Yeah, but it's nice to know what number you are so you know if you should call back or not. Right? I mean, wouldn't it just be nice to have someone be polite to you?
707 was trying to support your boy. And then
No, but I want him to say, I think he should be nicer to the callers.
707 was just supporting your boy,
right.
though.
And then
what did you do? You just went right at him.
Well, I think he should say to each caller, hello and thank you for calling Alice.
Oh, come on. Sarah.
I'm sorry to say you didn't win the contest. You're only number 4. But try again. Good luck.
Click. Good day.
Yeah, good day, sir. Like that. Because what if they're calling for some other reason, you know, and they don't have a chance to go, but wait. Hold on.
707 says, why does Vinny like vintage porn? Is it because of his love of Bush? It's that, but it's also just natural. Like, there's a lot less hostility and spitting. It just seemed
and
more normal.
All the boobs look real.
Yeah, everything looks real, and that's why. That's exactly why. It doesn't seem like, I don't know.
Stunt porn?
Yeah, it just seems, it seems hotter. That's all. That's why. Because I'm trying
so
to get
it could actually happen.
I'm trying to get something done, and I am more turned on by that
you
than
don't have all day?
By some of the other stuff where I'm all, oh!
That looks like a hurts. Why is he hurting her?
Switch. Knott's was free? Perks of being a SoCal kid, I guess. I have pics from my childhood from D-Land and Knott's. The best memories. Thanks for reminding us. Love you guys so much. Magic Mountain was 45 minutes from the valley.
Oh,
Sarah.
Yeah. No, I never,
you didn't
I never
go.
Went.
Disneyland is... this is so funny. The first thing comes up, and it's 408. It says, Disneyland, July 1955, celebrated. And then the text goes wrong a few years ago. So I'm missing some numbers. So I'm like... and I get my calculator out and I do the math and I'm like, it's 63. I got it. The very next text says, Disneyland is 63 years old. I'm like, you.
So they must have celebrated 60
just recently. Yeah. And they also say Disney World was 1971.
Oh. Is when it opened.
Is when it opened.
Okay. So I must have gone in 81.
For the 10th year.
Right. And then did they just do the 50th? Has it been 40 years since? It has, hasn't it?
Now you're going to follow him. Okay. I don't know what to say about that.
So are they going to play here for one more season?
From what I'm seeing, no. They're leaving after this season.
This season's the last season.
That's not even going to be, their place isn't going to be ready.
I know. They'll have to play somewhere else.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Well, the Chargers are playing in a soccer stadium down in L.A. So they're, you know. And the Chargers are having one of their best seasons of all times.
Mm.
Like, this Thursday night's game is the Chiefs versus the Chargers. Mm-hmm.
They have the best season of all time.
It's like one of the best games of the year. They're both, I think...
their video was the best of all time.
10-2 or 11-3 or whatever their records are. That's like...
it's great.
That's like a playoff game. Vinny, your daughter learned a lesson that daddy is a sucker.
Yep.
Yeah, she did.
They do learn things about us.
Well, you know, not only do I not want her to be cold, so there I am trapped with that, but I'm also out on the street wearing my nice puffy jacket. My daughter's in her short sleeves going, I'm freezing, daddy. Like, all right. My kid's
cold.
Turning blue. Like, at what point am I going to get
like
the finger
ice cream cone.
Point?
Right.
What are you doing, Dad, in that parka?
I'm teaching her a lesson.
Over here. We're not
she
allowed
refused
to do
to put
that
on
anymore.
A coat.
Come on.
Break the rules, Vinny.
Go.
408
go.
Says, oh, Vinny, I'm disappointed you used the term anchor baby. I understand you meant no harm, but I hate that phrase. I'm a citizen. Husband is a permanent resident. If anyone used that term toward my kids, I'd punch him in the face. I thought anchor baby was about someone who came across the border to have a kid
specifically to have their baby.
And then that's the idea is now that kid's a citizen of the United States. And I used it about having a kid in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Now your child.
Yeah, we didn't mean anything by it.
Is of Disney.
Right. He's a Disneyan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just trying to be funny.
Right.
We didn't mean to offend you. We really aren't trying to offend anyone. And we really are not.
Well, I mean, I would like
okay,
to think
help
that
it.
People can sort
no,
of
they can't.
Relax and get it, but okay.
Yeah. People do hate that term.
Oh, they do? But it is a term, right?
Yeah.
If you
it's
have a
term,
baby in Disneyland, then your child
not,
is of
it's not a nice term. It's
Disney.
Not what you would call,
oh.
You know, that would be like saying, it just diminishes and belittles everyone involved.
Ah, all right. Vinny, you sound like Bridezilla who wanted all her guests to wear crazy colors. Not cute or... I'm just
what
saying...
Is he, what are you talking about?
Look, if you watch these design shows...
all the colors we were talking about, and Vinny was giving us those
hours a day.
And gray is the color.
And gray is what you default to.
Well,
then
that means
you
that's
haven't,
the ones you liked.
No, it means you haven't learned a thing.
Will you stop it? That is not true. You see these beautiful, elegant rooms, and you're like, look at that. It's just a light. It's a beautiful. It's like a dove gray.
Is
the
there, let me ask
and then
you
the
a question.
Pops of color,
I want you to name
it.
A less creative color than gray. Go.
What's uncreative about it?
It's the middle.
How
it's
about
a color.
Just white.
Yeah, white's less creative.
I don't think
but
so.
But actually, I like a white room.
A good,
it has some dark
white?
Accents. And,
oh, it's excellent.
Yeah, gray's lovely.
Oh, boy. All right, fine.
Gray can be very, very pretty. You know what? Whatever works. For the person who owns the house is the thing that works.
First time my wife and I did it was to Keith Sweat. Yeah. Still together Gross. After 25 years. Oh, 408 goes, oh, please. Everybody knows John was the best Beatle. He's not touring now, though.
Yeah.
We're not promoting the John tour. Yeah. We're promoting the Paul tour. Yeah.
And frankly, as much as I did love John and many of his songs, Paul is the best Beatle. Paul's awesome.
You know
I
what?
Love many, many more of his songs than John Lennon's songs.
Let me tell you a secret.
All right.
If Ringo tours later this year, he's going to be the best Beatle. Because that's how you promote. You just say the best one.
No, I'd be like the fourth best Beatle.
What?
Ringo.
No, you wouldn't.
The one who didn't even deserve to be in that band.
Please. Hey, you want to be in a meeting in the corner office?
I don't think we're going to promote the Ringo tour. I'm just guessing. But if we do, I'll suck it up and say he's the best.
Thank you. I saw Love Actually last night with the SF Symphony, and it was magically awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Thought about you, Sarah. OFOC, Rachel from San Rafael.
I had half my friends posting from that, and then the other half of my friends were posting from Childish Gambino.
Mm. Wow.
Vinny, you already look like Charlie Brown. Be careful about the good griefs. Love you guys forever.
I like when you say good grief.
I know.
No one says it, you know? He's always saying good grief.
I have been able to work fudge in now as I have tried to replace...
Fudge is great.
...my many curse words.
Fudge.
I have, in the car, forgotten...
Yep.
Not forgotten that my kid's in the car with me, like left her in there, but I mean I'm driving. And that is where I will... Mm-hmm. I will mother bleeper just out of instinct and then realize the audience I have behind me and just go...
Yep. Oh, God. But have you said that in front of her?
That's what I'm saying.
She's got the audience.
The car,
oh, so you,
and I have
you
said,
didn't catch yourself.
No.
Didn't she ask
I'm
you?
I'm learning.
My,
I'm getting
my
better.
Kid going, what's an idiot bitch? What did she do? I'm like, nothing.
Hooman, when you dispute statistical facts just because you don't like what they say, you sound like people who denounce climate change.
Hooman.
Shame.
How could you? Shame.
Is that a goat?
Oh.
I don't know.
It does sound goaty.
It's a goat?
It's supposed to be a cow, I think.
That's a cow? That's
Bryn,
a cow?
What's it labeled?
Isn't a cow like a
No,
moo?
That was Sarah. It's a Sarah sound.
It's a little cow.
That sounds like a goat to me.
707 says, the loud drunk lady with curly hair is on So You Think You Can Dance. Yeah,
right,
I had it mixed up.
Her name is Mary Murphy.
I was mixed up.
She's not the dance mom lady, is she?
No.
Oh, no, that's Abby Lee Miller.
Oh, thank you. Of course you know.
To all those haters complaining about not hearing their number when calling in for the contests, if he hangs up on you, you did not win.
Mm. Yeah, but it's nice to know what number you are so you know if you should call back or not. Right. I mean, wouldn't it just be nice to have someone be polite to you?
707 was trying to support your boy. And then
No, but I want him to say, I think he should be nicer to the callers.
707 was just supporting your boy,
right.
though.
And then
what did you do? You just went right at him.
Well, I think he should say to each caller, hello and thank you for calling Alice.
Oh, come on. Sarah.
I'm sorry to say you didn't win the contest. You're only number 4. But try again. Good luck.
Click. Good day.
Yeah, good day, sir. Like that. Because what if they're calling for some other reason, you know, and they don't have a chance to go, but wait, hold on.
707 says, why does Vinny like vintage porn? Is it because of his love of Bush? It's that, but it's also just natural. Like, there's a lot less hostility and spitting. It just seemed
and
more normal.
All the boobs look real.
Yeah, everything looks real, and that's why. That's exactly why. It doesn't seem like, I don't know.
Stunt porn?
Yeah, it just seems... It seems hotter. That's all. That's why. Because I'm trying
seems
to get
like it could actually happen.
I'm trying to get something done, and I am more turned on by that
you
than
don't have all day?
By some of the other stuff where I'm all, oh!
That looks like it hurts. Why is he hurting her?
Switch. Knott's was free? Perks of being a SoCal kid, I guess. I have pics from my childhood from D-Land and Knott's. The best memories. Thanks for reminding us. Love you guys so much. Mm. Magic Mountain was 45 minutes from the valley.
Oh,
Sarah.
Yeah. No, I never,
you didn't
I never
go.
Went.
Disneyland is... this is so funny. The first thing comes up, and it's 408. It says, Disneyland, July 1955, celebrated. And then the text goes wrong a few years ago. So I'm missing some numbers. So I'm like, oh, my God, I can do that math. And I get my calculator out and I do the math and I'm like, it's 63. I got it. The very next text says, Disneyland is 63 years old. I'm like,
So they must have celebrated 60
just recently. Yeah. And they also say Disney World was 1971.
Oh. Is when it opened.
Is when it opened.
Okay, so I must have gone in 81.
For the 10th year.
Right. And then did they just do the 50th? Has it been 40 years since? It has, hasn't it?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, it's just me and you.
Hi.
Everybody else just ditched.
Well, that's where it all started,
isn't
it?
Yes, it is true. For months, we did the show completely alone. Just the two of us every day staring at each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We're in here talking, Bryn. Nice of you to join us.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, it was a fun show today.
It was.
Of course, Survivor is on tonight. Hi, Uzat.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. Did you have a fun show today? You certainly look very fancy.
You do. You look great.
Do I?
The furry vest thing is.
Thank you. Well, I never get to wear it. And I was so cold yesterday. I was wearing a thin shirt. Mm. And so I thought, ooh, I'm going to be warm today.
I thought it was usually really hot in that office.
It is.
What do you mean? What is
it
this
is.
Thin,
I don't
cold
know.
And thin shirt? How did I miss
know,
that?
I don't know. Maybe because I was working on our office mostly in the morning and then back in the studio. Hmm. So that office is cold because of the windows right there.
Right. I see. It's all about temperature management.
But I'm very excited for you guys that Survivor is on tonight.
Oh, I was hoping that you would mention Survivor again. I wasn't really done talking about it. Mm-hmm. So I thought, too bad Uzi walked in.
You're a nice lady.
Now we can't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, tonight is really the episode that I won't see the finale. So tonight's my last episode.
What do you mean?
Because
it's
too late.
And it's, you know.
So I just look it up.
Wait, tonight's the
no,
last?
No. Oh, tonight is the second to the last.
One he'll watch. Okay, and then the next one is the 2 hour.
At 7 o'clock, I'll just look up the answer.
Yeah.
And I'll know who won.
All right.
And then I can go to bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Vinny. Well, listen, have a great day, everybody. It's hump day.
Oh, don't forget, we did a secret show yesterday, mm-hmm. and it was a good, I thought it was a good one.
It was fun.
Was that especially long?
It was about 30 minutes.
Oh.
But I felt like we got to a lot of stuff.
We did. Yeah, we covered a lot of territory yesterday. It was pretty
Sarah
fun.
Sarah was...
What was I?
Off the deep end.
No, I just told the lady to go crazy.
Oh, that's right.
It was the other stuff.
That was a good one.
What was the other stuff?
All the stuff about the stuff you like to sit on.
Oh, yeah.
You're crazy. I don't like to sit on any of that stuff.
All the winking.
That was Hooman. And...
It was Hooman.
If you want to hear that.
Yeah, it was about Hooman's caffeine stuff.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking. I think we did two different shows yesterday. I think that's often the case. Like, we're all
doing
our own show.
Well, like, we started the show, we're ending it with, she thought one way, I thought another way. What?
See?
Oh, my God.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Wow, look at you. Is that taking us
Were
all
you
way
even
back
there?
The you know, were you? I think you live in your own little head sometimes. Your wild ideas about what's actually going on.
Uh-huh,
it's
sure.
Vinny's world, man. We're just living
I'm
in
winking
it.
Winking at him the whole time. I'm like, I have no idea what you're
you
talking about.
You just did
about.
It now.
He's insane. All right. Have a great day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
I thought I saw a wink.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.